Well, that was really interesting. I can see that there's a lot of things we do and a lot of things that we have done on the land that really affected our water quality. If you've been with us all morning, then you know that we have had several schools testing water quality parameters up and down the Rio Grande River and the Colorado River. And I have with me Kathy and Boone from Palacios and Van Vleck, which are close to the coast near the central Gulf Coast of Texas. And we're going to talk to them about what they found about differences in water quality parameters along the Colorado. But first I want to ask Boone what some of the things are, just kind of recap some of the things that we do that change those water quality parameters.
Well, there are three major areas that affect the water quality, and those are agriculture, recreation, and industrial. In the upper Colorado River, such as Colorado City, you have agriculture such as cotton and oil fields, which have runoff into the rivers, which provide that runoff fertilizers and also access oil. You also have an electrical power plant in the industrial. In Austin, you have limestone quarries and computer chip cleaning, which puts chemicals back into the river. Then you come down to Van Vleck, you have rice fields, boating for recreation, and the nuclear power and chemical plants also.
Well, Kathy, can you tell me some of the parameters you tested for just real quickly, and maybe talk about some of the differences that you saw that you found from other students along the Colorado?
Well, in our area, we test for dissolved oxygen, phosphates, nitrates, pH, various. So the same testing goes along the whole Colorado itself. All the schools use it. Differences that I have found are a lot of the areas closer to metropolitan areas such as Austin have different readings. Our readings prove fairly clear considering our area of the river doesn't have as much runoff as those near a larger area such as sewage and detergents and chemical waste.
Well, maybe we can talk about why that is in just a minute, but first we have a message from that proverbial bottle. And it says, how do we protect fish in Texas? And it's from Fred. And I can speak to that. There are a number of things we do to protect fish in Texas. One of the things we do is we have a process where we have to issue permits for those discharges we talked about from those nuclear power plants, from those chemical factories and so forth. Those are handled by the TNRCC, the Texas Natural Resource Conservation Commission, and they have certain standards, and these companies are not allowed to discharge that water back into the stream until it's clean enough. And anyway, we were talking about what some of those specific differences are. Mm-hmm. Did you find water was cleaner upstream? You mentioned it was a little clearer down where you are, but did you find it's actually cleaner? Is it safe to drink?
I believe in our area, it's safe to drink. Not a lot of people would choose to drink the water, but it is safe to drink. It's a cleaner area.
And just to wrap this up, what's the overall health of the Colorado River, and do you feel like we're doing the right things to protect it, or do we need to be doing more?
I believe it's being protected very well. The overall quality is great.
Are you going to agree with that, Boone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, great. With that, we're going to go back to Ron, and we're going to look at the Colorado River.